with your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Overcast this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 73. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 59. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, highs level off around 78. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers are paying high prices for fertilizer, but it's also becoming increasingly difficult to even secure input shipments because of the unreliability of rail service. Deputy Ag Secretary Jewel Brona said this week in the first day of a two-day hearing held by the Surface Transportation Board. She said Union Pacific recently announced a cutback in the number of cars it had online, and they've heard reports the railroad had asked fertilizer shippers to reduce their volumes by 20%. But a spokesman from the Fertilizer Institute said the individual companies have reached deals with the UP to avoid the reduction in deliveries. The world is watching and wondering about this year's wheat harvest, both in Kansas and abroad. The combination of expanding drought conditions and steep input prices in the U.S. and the continued impact of the Russian invasion of Ukraine has the markets and farmers on both sides of the world on edge. A collection of resources from policymakers to analysts have insights into the economic impact of the current geopolitics. Justin Gilpin, the CEO of Kansas Wheat, said the growing season has an unprecedented combination of geopolitics, weather, and some of the highest fertilizer prices and chemical inputs. But farmers here and abroad will remain resilient, reminders of the importance of agriculture as a constant in a world full of conflict. Michael Anderson, U.S. Wheat Associates, says while the Russia-Ukraine conflict remains the biggest driver of wheat future prices, U.S. winter wheat in drought conditions across the plains becoming an increasingly bullish factor. He said the latest concerns is likely to overshadow USDA's recent estimate for a slight increase in winter wheat acres with potentially serious implications for supplies heading into summer. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman. If you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. In Topeka, the man responsible for a June 2020 crash that killed a motorcycle driver has pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and failure to stop at an accident. Court records indicate that on Friday, April 22nd, Tommy Sherrill Sr., 53, pleaded guilty to one count of involuntary manslaughter and one count of failure to stop at an accident, which resulted in death in a June 2020 accident. Sherrill was found in the 500 block of Golden Avenue in July, nearly a month later, and was arrested for the incident. The case has been set for sentencing at 11 a.m. on July 21st. Kansas senators passed a bill permitting the operation of driverless trucks in Kansas. Senate Bill 313 sets safety requirements for such automated trucks, including meeting industry safety standards, a 34,000-pound weight limit, a year-long human driver trial period, and submitting a plan to interact with law enforcement. The bill now heads to the House. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear-out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear-out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear-out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus tax and fees not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months sold.
In Topeka, one person was taken to a local hospital following a rollover crash this morning off U.S. 75 Highway just north of Topeka. The crash was reported around 6:28 this morning on northbound U.S. 75 Highway just north of Northwest 70th Street. A maroon Ford minivan left the road to the east side and went down a steep grassy slope. The vehicle came to rest on its wheels facing west near the bottom of the grassy slope. The driver was then taken to a Topeka hospital. If you're in Sedgwick County next Monday, Sedgwick County's weekly sirens testing will sound a little different. On Monday, May 2nd at noon, emergency management will commemorate the 70th anniversary of the first ever air raid siren test in Wichita by conducting testing the sirens in attack mode. The air attack mode is a classic rise and fall sound used for air attack warnings in times of war. The last time the attack mode was tested of the sirens was in 2015. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A man accused of being drunk when he crashed into an SUV, killing its driver, has pleaded guilty to a felony count of vehicular homicide while under the influence. The Omaha World Herald reports that 24-year-old Ulysses Pantoja entered the plea on Tuesday in Sarpy County District Court and faces up to 20 years in prison when he's sentenced at a later date. Investigators say Pantoja was excessively speeding and drunk when he ran through a stop sign on the night of November 24th. Officials say he hit the SUV driven by 37-year-old Candace McDowell, an Omaha mother of four who was driving home from work. Stiff winds remain a challenge, but beefed-up fire crews are making significant progress on a large prairie fire burning near the Nebraska-Kansas line. More than 200 firefighters are now battling the Nebraska fire that killed a former volunteer fire chief, injured several firefighters, and destroyed several homes last week. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
It's time for another mowing season, and Hail Sales and Service is the call to make. Hail Sales and Service has moved to 6024 North Broadway in Park City. New convenient location, same great people, and the customer service you deserve, along with the best zero-turn mowers on the market today. Hustler Turf Equipment. With over 60 years' experience, Hail Sales and Service has a great selection of Hustler mowers, as well as the state's largest in-stock selection of Hustler parts for all your service needs. Made by Kansans just down the road in Heston, Hustler mowers are built for outstanding cut, matchless operator comfort, and ready-to-go reliability. Plus, it's downright fun to mow with a Hustler zero-turn mower. Hales offers great incentives and easy on-the-budget finance options for all new Hustler mowers. New or used, parts and service, homeowners or contractors, call 772-5853 or stop by the all-new Hales Sales and Service at 6024 North Broadway in Park City. Conveniently located just off Highway 135 and the 61st Street exit. Hales Sales and Service.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Search warrants in Gage County Friday resulted in the arrest of five individuals on drug possession and related charges. A home on North 9th Street in Whymore and North 15th Street in Beatrice were involved, with seizure of several items related to distribution of marijuana, methamphetamine, and other illegal drugs. A suspected destructive device similar to a large commercial firework was also found. Charges pending against 38-year-old Davina Morgan, 43-year-old Randall Pullman of Whymore, as well as 20-year-old Dalton Thompson, 22-year-old Hannah Thompson, and 23-year-old Jaron Paydenall of Beatrice. The charges include maintaining a drug house, possession, and intent to distribute. Firefighters continued battling hot spots yesterday at a grass fire in northern Riley County from a fire north of Randolph that was extinguished Wednesday evening. U.S. Congressman Tracy Mann was in Washington and Marysville last week as part of his big first town hall stops. Mann commented.
I would just say this, a couple things. One, we've got to keep believing in the future of the country. I feel like many times people, lately are discouraged. And I just still believe, you know, we're the United States of America, and we're the greatest country in the history of the world. Now, we need to make good decisions today to make sure the America that we all know and love remains a strong, vibrant country. But I really think with hard work, we can get to a much better spot here. And we've got to keep believing in the future, because the people in the Big First, you know, our district, we're the very center of the country. If people here stop believing in the future of America, I'm really concerned. The other thing I would say is keep us in mind for casework, meaning our offices in Manhattan and Dodge City especially, we have people that all day they help Kansans with issues with the federal government. So if you or somebody you know has issues with a passport or a VA benefit or the IRS or anything with the federal government, I can't promise we can always move mountains, but many times you call our office, we will have phone numbers. We can talk, we can call into the federal government bureaucracy and talk to a person instead of a machine and prompt things along. We help thousands of folks every year. So keep that in mind of you or your businesses or whatever have any issues.
Richard Bartles, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, Maryland, the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Richard Bartles. Wilbur G. Juniman, age 89, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 11 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Wilbur Juniman.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Scattered rain and thunderstorms will continue on today, and temperatures will stay slightly cooler throughout parts of the region. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 50s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, staying warmer throughout Kansas with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 80s, and the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Another chance for some rain showers overnight, staying very mild with our lows in the upper 40s and mid-50s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 50s throughout Missouri. Showers and thunderstorms likely throughout Friday with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and mid-70s throughout Nebraska, the mid-70s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and mid-70s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, late April 70, record high on this date 94, the average low 47, the record low 27, sunset this evening 8:17, sunrise in the morning at 6:32. National Weather Service advises a few strong to severe storms possible later this evening, north central, central Kansas. Main threats are hail and strong winds. Better chance for severe weather is Friday. Growing concerns for developing activity late afternoon into the evening hours Friday. Some uncertainty with the timing and intensity of storms. We are in the center of that bullseye. Everything extending from our listening area south. This could include large hail, damaging winds, a few tornadoes possible. Stay advised of weather conditions with thunderstorms possible late today and again late Friday.
April showers are good for your flowers, but is snow even better? We will examine the evidence on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 28th, the 118th day of the year. Jay Leno shares a birthday with Ann Margaret, and Maryland celebrates 234 years of statehood. It officially joined the Union on this day in 1788. It's not unusual for some of our northern states to have measurable snowfall through the end of April. And if you ask a farmer, that's not a bad thing at all. Old-timers called it poor man's fertilizer. After a fierce late blizzard in 1891, corn was reported to have grown 3 inches high beneath the snow, which had an insulating effect against the freezing air temperature above. This old weather proverb probably sums it up best. Under the snow, the vegetables purr like an old man neath a mantle of fur. And there is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
USD 223 is looking to fill two custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. Two custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller@usd223.org.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The 2022 NFL Draft kicks off tonight in Las Vegas for 3 days, 7 rounds, and over 260 picks. And as of Wednesday, the Chiefs have 12 of those picks. But anything could happen, as it did in 2017 when the Chiefs traded up to select star quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Last week, Chiefs General Manager Brett Veach said anything could happen and trades are always possible, especially when KC has 12 picks available. Veach said, quote, as far as what to believe, I wouldn't believe anything, end quote. After having been handcuffed for 5 innings by White Sox starter Dylan Cease and falling behind by 3 runs, the Royals' offense came to life and clawed its way back into a tie in the 7th inning. Unfortunately, the Royals' bullpen gave up all the ground they had reclaimed. They couldn't recover from that late lapse, and they lost 7-3 to the Chicago White Sox on Wednesday afternoon in the second game of a 3-game series. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Mississippi State and the SEC were calling, so was Georgetown and the Big East. But in the end, Gus Okafor trusted his gut feeling after his official visit to Wichita State this past weekend. The southeastern Louisiana forward committed 3 days after leaving Wichita. Okafor did dabble with the 2022 NBA draft waters, but he'll use his final year of college eligibility at Wichita State. Okafor led his team in scoring at 14.5 points per game on 42% shooting, including 32.5% accuracy behind the three-point line. The Kansas State football team lost a pair of defensive players to the NCAA transfer portal on Wednesday. Gavin Hazelhorst, a 6-foot, 224-pound redshirt freshman linebacker from Hayes, announced his intentions to leave the Wildcats and continue his college career elsewhere. He was also joined in the portal by Keenan Gaskin, a walk-on sophomore linebacker from Lee Summit. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Priced right and ready to move, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2010 Chevy Equinox and a 2005 Buick Rendezvous. Each is priced under $7,000. The 2010 Chevy Equinox is a V6. It's a local one-owner trade. They have a 2005 Buick Rendezvous. Again, priced right, ready to go at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Game time is the perfect time to fire up a Traeger grill. You can bake a pizza, smoke wings or ribs, or grill steaks. This grill can do it all. Traeger is the original wood pellet grill, and with a full 3-year warranty, makes Traeger grills the best-selling pellet grill on the market. Cromie Lumber in Marysville carries a full line of Traeger grills, accessories, spices, and pellets. Always wanted to try a Traeger before you buy? Then stop in at Cromie Lumber and ask for details to check out their loaner, Little Texas Elite, for a weekend. Only at Cromie Lumber, 609 Carolina in Marysville.
KNDY.
PlantSkid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. PlantSkid is OMRI-listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. PlantSkid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Add a little tradition to your garden with old-fashioned smoke bush. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll enjoy the smaller size and seasonal colored displays of this variety. The new growth emerges in shades of dark pink and purple. The leaves eventually turn blue-green, creating a nice backdrop for flowers and smaller shrubs. In fall, the leaves are a combination of pink, orange, and red. The bright yellow-green spring flowers pass quickly, but leave behind fluffy, pinkish flower stems that give it a smoky appearance, thus its common name. Old-fashioned smoke bush grows 6 feet tall and 5 feet wide and is hardy in zones 5 to 10. Plant it in full sun to partial shade. Once established, it's drought tolerant. The flowers are great for cutting, and the deer tend to pass by this plant to eat other tastier specimens. Use it as a focal point or train it into a small tree. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
This is Crazy Cal at the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, Marysville, Kansas, 562-2426. If you want the look, come to our salon for highlights, tanning, waxes, full service salon. That's the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, 562-2426. We've got the look, and we're the cutting edge.
She's got the look.
Smoky Hill Construction takes pride in building infrastructure projects in Kansas. We want you to join our team. Positions are available for heavy equipment operators, truck drivers, concrete finishers, and construction workers. Inexperienced trainees start at $17 an hour. We also offer health insurance, travel reimbursement, paid time off, and training opportunities. Experience the pride in seeing your project take shape each day and being valued in a positive atmosphere. Search online for Smoky Hill Construction to apply.
Lots of people have nicknames. This baseball Hall of Famer was so proud of his hometown, they inserted it into his name on his plaque at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. The story of that record holder and the interesting town name from where he hailed is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Sam Crawford and his friends were like many youngsters who will do just about anything to get to play a game.
He and lots of local kids would play wherever they could find a spot, and they didn't have a regulation ball or a real ball, so they would make a ball.
Aaron Hauser shares the story from Crawford's hometown of Wahoo, Nebraska.
He dropped out of school, seventh grade, so he never finished school. He apprenticed as a barber and a shoeshine boy in one of the local general merchandise stores, the Killian Brothers store, and the manager of the Killian Brothers was interested in starting a team.
It was an inauspicious start for a man who would become a Hall of Famer.
They kind of went around to the small towns and played other put-together teams. They didn't have uniforms or anything at the time, so they just rode around in a wagon and showed up in a town and, hey, we're here to play baseball.
Crawford played in Canada for 6 months, was discovered by the Cincinnati Reds, and debuted with them in September of 1899. He later played for Detroit in the same outfield with Ty Cobb.
He played at the same time, was a little bit overshadowed by Ty Cobb. Apparently, they didn't get along. Sam thought that Ty was kind of a show-off, was more about Ty Cobb instead of the team. But in later years, it was Ty Cobb who really pushed for him to be a part of the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Crawford still holds the major league record for triples for a career at 309, and second most inside the park home runs. He was proud of his roots, and upon election to the hall in Cooperstown, he requested his plaque read, Sam Wahoo Crawford. Traveling the countryside in Wahoo, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and collectible auction for the Dolores Sutton Estate and Harold and Virginia Sutton Saturday, April 30th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 700 Cooley Street in Blue Rapids. Selling appliances to include a stack washer and dryer, 26 cubic foot refrigerator, washer and dryer set, 60-inch flat screen TV, plus 3 and 4-piece bedroom sets, other furniture and kitchen items. Hand tools include power tools. A rotting lawnmower is a 13-horse 30-inch, plus a 5-horse chipper vac, other yard items. Antiques and collectibles include an upright phonograph and records, 2 tabletop Victrolas, player piano and rolls. Primitives include frame, leather, cushion, barber chair, round galvanized icebox. Glassware includes carnival, cobalt blue, ruby red, milk glass, crystal, and depression. This household and collectible auction for the Dolores Sutton Estate and Harold and Virginia Sutton Saturday, April 30th, begins at 10 a.m. in Blue Rapids at 700 Cooley Street. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Something underground is tearing up your yard. Is it a mole or a vole? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here's how to tell the difference between these two critters as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Nothing is more irritating to a homeowner than seeing volcano-shaped piles of dirt in the lawn or bare trails in the grass. These are signs of mole and vole activity. Moles have paddle-like front claws, no visible ears, and tiny eyes. Voles resemble mice but have shorter tails and smaller ears. Kelly McGowan is an Extension Horticulture Field Specialist at the University of Missouri. She says another way to distinguish between the two is by what they eat.
Think of the word mole. It starts with an M. So moles are meat eaters, which means that they feed on things in the soil, whether it be grubs or earthworms or insects, things like that. Voles start with a V, so they're vegetarian. So they're going to feed on plants, mainly the underground portion of plants. So that would mainly be the root system.
She says the best method for keeping moles under control is setting a mole trap in an active run. It often looks like there are a ton of moles out there, but these critters are solitary. If you trap one or two, you pretty much have the problem under control. Voles like to hide in heavy mulch and weeds and make trails through the grass or snow. They have golf ball-sized exit holes in their tunnels. Because they're at the bottom of the food chain, they don't come out into the open very often, but you can trap them too.
Just kind of old-fashioned mouse traps work well with voles, and you can put peanut butter, cheese in there to kind of bait them. But don't just leave those mouse traps out in the open. You can put some kind of a covering over it because they don't like to feed in the open.
Learn more about moles and voles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
To God. friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, and shield thee, thou wilt find a solace there.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials, but even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Where water is less plentiful, cover crops work only on a case-by-case basis. More today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.
April is National Safe Digging Month, and One Oak wants to remind you once again about the need to call or click 811 before you dig. You'll prevent injuries, property damage, and potential utility outages. Again, this reminder is from One Oak. Water uptake is frequently cited by farmers reluctant to use cover crops, not so much in the Corn Belt, but in regions where rainfall is limited. For example, cover crops are a harder sell in the high plains. As a soil chemistry and fertility associate professor at Texas A&M University, Katie Lewis has researched cover crops. She and her husband also use them on their farm, growing mostly cotton.
My recommendation to farmers is really to take it farm by farm, year to year. You all know what the best decision is for your farm. If we have a wet winter, it may be an opportunity to benefit from the use of cover crops, but do recognize that there can be some limitations to the use of a cover crop.
Lewis says modified use of cover crops can work in the high plains. She says there are techniques to help conserve water.
It makes sense that we think we need to produce large amounts of above ground biomass, but what we have found is that it doesn't take as much as what we think to keep the soil from blowing away. And so if we not only terminate earlier, but also reducing our seeding rates, we're going to use less of that stored soil moisture from our winter rainfall.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the commodity markets have seen a lot of upward pressure during the first few months for the year of 2022. And Mike Zozzolo, the president of the Global Commodities Analytics in the state of Kansas, says that support is coming from several different factors right now.
With this week's move higher in corn, getting to 819 and three quarters, putting us up to the highest levels, and now within reach of the August 2012 high of 843 and three quarters, you know, you have the hard red wheat drought. You have the E15 blend increase this summer. You have the corn planting delays that are starting to increase and put more pressure on the marketplace that is expecting bigger acres than the very small acres that USDA gave us at the end of March. And then you have the soybeans supported by the vegetable oil market, which is supported by the crude oil market. And that is supported by, obviously, the biggest feature of all, and that is the Ukraine war.
He goes on to say the war in Ukraine could potentially impact the markets for years to come, but that impact is uncertain right now.
Well, I think it depends on who wins. I mean, this is where it goes back to how big does the war get? Does NATO get involved because it goes from two countries who are being supported by a lot of countries, or does this expand into a NATO and China and Syria and Iran conflict where it's more regional, and therefore then it could bloom or blossom into almost a full-scale world war? I think that is something that the trade is starting to consider. I think they should.
Finally, he says he is concerned about the wheat and energy markets the most.
When we saw the weekly stocks of distillate fuels here in the United States come out from the Department of Energy, our distillate, which is mainly heating oil and diesel fuel, our distillate inventories are the lowest since 2008.
That again was Mike Zozzolo of Global Commodity Analytics in Kansas. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Flip that switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer. Oh no, electric rates have increased dramatically was the answer we were looking for. Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. In the latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA late yesterday, shows we are a bit behind in planting. As of Sunday, 7% of the nation's corn has been planted. The five-year average is 15. 2% of the nation's corn emerged about on track with the five-year average. Soybeans planted now 3% nationwide. The average is 5%. Sorghum planted 19% complete. Of that, 63% of Texas is now complete. That's just 2 points off the five-year average. Then the winter wheat heading 11% as of Sunday. The five-year average is 19. And the winter wheat condition, 27% good to excellent, 34% fair, and 39% poor to very poor. That is off 3 points in the good to excellent category from last week. And the Creighton University Rural Main Street Index fell from March's healthy reading and remained above growth neutral for the 17th straight month. That according to the monthly survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of a 10-state region dependent on agriculture and or energy. The region's overall reading for April declined to 62 from March's 65.4. The index ranges between 0 and 100, a reading of 50 representing growth neutral. Dr. Ernie Goss said the region recorded a 34% gain in farm commodity prices over the last 12 months, but low short-term interest rates and healthy farm income have underpinned the rural Main Street economy. This month, bankers were asked to forecast the impact of President Biden's emergency waiver for the summer production of E15. Fewer than 4 of 10 bankers, or 39.1%, expect the move to have a positive impact. More than half, or 56.5%, expect the waiver to have little or no impact, with the remaining 4.4% anticipating a negative impact. That's an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
If you own a farm but can't be there physically to run it, hire a farm manager. Communication is the key to a good partnership on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Landowners live near the ground they own and hire farm managers to oversee all aspects of managing the property. Some hire and work with farm managers directly. Others go through a management company to keep all parties up to date on the farm's interests. The manager's actions can affect long-term sustainable production and future income. Dave England is the president and CEO of Farmers National Company. He says it's important that everyone involved communicates on a regular basis.
We might see the farm operator on a daily basis, weekly, or whatever basis. We'll see them a lot more than what we will sometimes the farm landowner. We sit down and talk with them, and a lot of times we even might sit down with the farm owner and the operator and have a discussion on what needs to be done on the property, be it any improvements that need to be done or anything. But several times a year is very good to do that.
Farm owners should be responsible to find managers that represent their interests. This could include monitoring things like soil health, crop production, and conservation stewardship.
So you want to make sure that you have a person that can communicate ideas and thoughts, both from the operator and the owner, so that everybody knows what direction that they all want to go in on the operation of the farm. You know, you want to have a good agronomic background, things like that. But I would say a good communicator is going to go a long ways with keeping everybody informed of what needs to be going on.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the business of landowners and managers at agriculture.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. Still pretty consistent on the board, kind of mixed across. Corn and wheat are slightly up right now. Soybeans are down for the most part as we get closer to the end of trading. Livestock market is kind of mixed on the board as well. And the corn market, they've been pretty steady over the last hour with May corn sitting at 4.5 cents at 820 even a bushel. The July corn is up 5.25 cents at 817. And a half. Over in the wheat market, May KC wheat's down just slightly right now, 2.75 cents at 11.45 and a half. They've kind of dipped back down right now. July's down as well, 3.75 cents at 11.50 and a quarter. Soybean market, mostly lower here. They haven't seen a whole lot of movement lately as May soybeans are down 16.75 cents at 17.09 and 3 quarters. July beans are down by 6 cents at 16.86. and three quarters. On the meal side, soybean meal for May down $9 at 4.42 even, with the bean oil for May in the green by $1.72 at 89.52. Cotton market, they've taken a jump up here over the last hour or so, as May still off the board sitting at 146.08. July cotton's up $5.05 at 145.73. And the oats market, they've definitely taken a jump up here trying to recover from the last couple of days, with May oats up 53.75 cents right now at 7.25 even a bushel. Livestock market kind of mixed, but mostly higher here right now, as April live cattle is up by 20 cents at 138.70. June live cattle down by $1.22 at 133.80. Feeder cattle market kind of mixed as well, but mostly higher. April's down slightly by 22 cents at 155.97. May feeder cattle are in the green by 40 cents at 157.75. Lean hogs, they've jumped up into the green as well, with May lean hogs now up 12 cents at 104.30. U.S. dollar index for the day, another day of big gains here, with the June index sitting up 64 cents at 103.61.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet, or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Quality products by quality people for quality customers. Join the Landall team. Looking for painters, welders, assemblers, and material handlers. Offering competitive wages and a benefit package that includes $2 an hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, comprehensive insurance, profit sharing, and the newest benefit, fuel allowance, and much more. Apply online or call 785-562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, including vets and disability.
KNDY.
Seize upon the moment long ago. One breath away and there you will be. So young and carefree. Again you will see. That place in time, so gold. Still, away into that way back when. You thought that all would last forever, but like the weather, nothing can ever. A memory. And yes, you say, so must the day to fade away.
tonight. Yet filled with sorrow and compassion, though not imagined, all things that happen will age to old.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.